And over the next 20 years, this is going to be the big change. $22 trillion are going to be moving away from baby boomers to millennials. And I believe that will be the change. And I think it's going to be incredibly powerful. And I do believe, not just through the millennials, but we are seeing strong evidence worldwide that our money owners, our asset owners, our clients are demanding us to focus on things like ESG, to focus on societal needs. They are now looking for examples in which they can invest. And we are getting very close to document data that proves investing in those areas, those items, do prove to have better long-term results than a random walk. And so I do believe the power of the community. I do believe the power of society is forcing the companies to navigate.
Yeah, tell it to the judge. That's the ultra-woke Larry Fink of BlackRock before he got wind of red states like Tennessee suing him over these ridiculous DEI and ESG initiatives. Hey, gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your patron professor, here to help you think better so you can feel better in these crazy and turbulent times. If you've already done so, you know what to do. Make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. The woke backlash has begun. The state of Tennessee is officially suing BlackRock in a first-of-its-kind ESG lawsuit. Now, if you don't know, ESG stands for Environmental and Social Governance Policies, which is functioning like a new kind of social credit system comparable to the Chinese system. It's being imposed on businesses by companies like BlackRock, as well as the WEF, the World Economic Forum. In fact, ESG standards, they are so sinister that Elon Musk recently remarked that the S in ESG stands for satanic. And the key concern here is that this social credit system for businesses would inevitably end up paving the way for a future where individual consumers face similar scrutiny. And that's precisely what we're seeing with like the latest debanking craze, right? Debanking is now punishing, openly excluding individual consumers whose political views run contrary to the goals of ESG as well as DEI and a whole host of other woke nonsense. And it's all part of billionaires at places like BlackRock joining forces with bureaucrats in D.C. to solidify their power and affluence over the public square. We recently saw a BlackRock employee admit on hidden camera that they can basically buy a politician for as little as $10,000. They'll do whatever you want. These politicians will do whatever you want if you just write them a check. Moreover, this guy revealed that one of the primary ways they buy off politicians is through insider trading information. And this was particularly revealing. There's a little known trading secret among the experts, the insiders, that you always track what corporate CEOs are doing with their company's stock. So if they're buying up a bunch of their own company's stock, that must mean that they just had a board meeting that produced numbers for an amazing sales quarter. So their stock is going to surge as soon as they report those numbers, with the CEOs all positioning themselves, right, to profit from that upcoming surge. But of course, it works the other way. If we see these CEOs dumping their company's stock, then you know they had a bad quarter and they're bailing out before their stock tanks once word gets out. So what this guy revealed on hidden cameras saying here is that BlackRock gives that kind of information to politicians before the sales reports are publicly announced so that the politicians could buy or sell accordingly. By the way, you know, you may not know this, but you and I actually have access to that very same inside information thanks to a little known SEC database. Guess what? We can see what and when these CEOs are buying as well. And not only do we get to see it in real time, but we get to piggyback on their trades to gain the exact same advantage for ourselves. Gang, that's why you've got to click on the link below and sign up for a free training with me and my good friend Ross Givens. It's this Thursday, December 21st at 3 p.m. Eastern. Ross is an insider trading expert whose recommendations have led to investment returns of over 200%. Some have hit as high as nearly 1,500%. It's going to be an absolutely amazing free training. I'll be there, and you and I are going to learn how to trade with the exact same insider knowledge as these politicians, but legally and ethically. But don't wait. Seating registration is limited, so click on that link below right now and register today, and I'll see you for an event that promises to change your life. But all of these efforts at combining forces between billionaire and bureaucrat looks like it's finally getting some massive backlash in the form of litigation. It's being widely reported that for the first time ever, in what may indeed prove to be a precedent-setting case, a global asset manager is being sued by a state attorney general for leveraging investors' money to pursue partisan political goals. Indeed, possibly even favors, given how bureaucrats and billionaires are teaming up with one another. So this is amazing stuff. Tennessee Republican Attorney General Jonathan Scrimeti has filed a lawsuit against BlackRock, the world's largest fund manager, charging that the firm has, quote, been on the forefront of using aggressive strategies to push controversial environmental, social, and governance, ESG, goals across the assets it manages. According to the Attorney General, BlackRock has a responsibility to inform their investors on how their money is being managed, especially in terms of how it's being managed to further far-left ideological agendas. In other words, if BlackRock wants to be a surrogate for the Democrat Party, have at it. You have every right to be so, but you have got to be upfront and transparent about that with your investors. And thus far, according to the Tennessee Attorney General's office, BlackRock executives have not. They have actually been rather deceiving when it comes to their commitment to pushing ESG and DEI initiatives. The lawsuit alleges that BlackRock, in effect, leverages its power over corporations whose shares it owns in order to pressure management to pursue far-left woke policies, such as achieving net zero carbon emissions and aligning its policies with the Paris Climate Accords. And as you heard at the very beginning of this video, the lawsuit is alleging that BlackRock is actually misleading their investors by making the absurd claim that they can earn higher returns through ESG investing, which is laughable on the surface. In fact, quite the opposite. If you want to make some great returns, start investing in the burgeoning parallel economy, which you can do by clicking on that link below and signing up for Ross Given's free training on Thursday. I'll show you just how to do that. But now I think we could see why BlackRock CEO Larry Fink has been backpedaling on enforcing these ESG and DEI initiatives. He's starting to noticeably distance himself from even using the term ESG. And we saw that right after the Supreme Court overturned affirmative action and ruled it unconstitutional in hiring practices, college admission standards, and the like, precisely because it involved reverse discrimination. And now we're seeing in the lawsuit brought by the Tennessee Attorney General's office, we're now seeing, in effect, the next step in all of this. So just in the way affirmative action attempted to enshrine left-wing activism into admission standards, so ESG is attempting to enshrine left-wing activism into corporate procedures and protocols, with the social credit system inevitably emerging from it. And they tend to work hand-in-hand. DEI hiring practices tend to promote ESG policies. And so obviously we'll keep an eye on how things develop here, but it does look like red states like Tennessee are finally rising up against woke conglomerates like BlackRock. Don't forget, gang, click on that link below for a special free training on insider trading with me and my good friend Ross Givens. Don't wait. There are only a limited number of seats and it's almost completely booked. So click on that link below. Reserve your seat for a day that promises to change your life. But first, gang, as many of you know, we have unfortunately been completely and totally demonetized, which is putting our daily communication with one another at risk like never before. Now, we are actively working on getting this resolved, but as things stand, this channel has, without any warning, been totally and completely demonetized. And as Elon Musk said so powerfully last week, the whole point of these demonetization efforts is to deliberately try to make us patriots feel like we're all alone. They want to sever our relationship with each other and force on us a kind of digital solitary confinement so as to demoralize us and discourage us like never before. But to their horror, it's not working. Over this past week, you have carried this channel like never before. We've had more people than ever make the courageous decision to bypass big tech and join our Insiders Club. We have direct access to one another that can never be interrupted by big tech overlords. Over the last 7 days, we've seen literally thousands of you come to our rescue. And you've done it in two ways. You signed up for our free newsletter and you've officially joined our Insiders Club. Those two acts alone are enough for us to collectively stand together and never, ever have our relationship severed. So I'm inviting the rest of you to do the same today just by clicking on that link below and signing up for our newsletter and joining our Insiders Club. You are guaranteeing that there is nothing that big tech can do to get between us and make us feel like we're in a digital solitary confinement. It's as simple as clicking on the link below right now and opting into our free email newsletter. And once you do that, you can financially support us by joining our Insiders Club. Gang, from the bottom of my heart, I cannot thank you enough for your support during a time like this. You are my heroes, and it will be my mission to express my appreciation for every single one of you each and every week.